Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Order up the numbers game is back, baby, and we are continuing where we left off. We already did 0 through 10, so that means it's time for us to go with number 11. Who is the greatest number 11 in sports history? Basketball, football, baseball, hockey, you name it, NASCAR, whatever. If you wore number 11, we're ranking you. So, from 5 to 1, who are your greatest number 11s of all time, D?
Oh, man. So, I have to say that there was one guy that I really wanted to put in here. Because he was a favorite of mine. I really liked Ken Caminiti. He was just like one of my favorite players. And unfortunately, you know, he did steroids and he was a little bit of a drug addict. So, you know, I didn't put him on my list. But man, he was one of my favorite players. I think he spent time with the Astros. He spent time with the Braves. He's with the Padres. Like, he was just... I thought he was a stud. I thought he was just a great fielder. I thought he was such an awesome player. But he had an MVP in the 96 season, I think. Three-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glover, Silver Slugger. But fortunately, you know, just a dark history there. But what I'll start off with is a positive. I'm going to say Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe wore number 11. And without Drew Bledsoe, we would not have Tom Brady. And, you know, he won the Super Bowl with the Patriots. He played with the Bills. He played in Dallas. Played for Walla Walla. He also now has a world-renowned wine, he has a winery out in, I think, Washington. Double Barrel, I think it's called. So, Drew Bledsoe, I got at number 4. Okay, number 3, or actually, so he's number 5. Oh, he's number 4, because I had put in Caminiti on my list. He's number
4. Okay.
So then, number 3 for me, I'm going with Yao Ming.
Okay.
Yao Ming. I mean, he's not on the NBA 75th anniversary team. Do you believe
take
that?
A drink.
He's not. He's not
Don't take
on
a drink.
The team. But
Don't take a drink.
He... When he first came in, like, he really challenged Shaq when Shaq was a dominant center. You know, everyone would say Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon got the best of Shaq, but Shaq was really young then, and they were really skilled at their position. But talking about primetime Shaq against primetime Yao Ming, like, he was able to toss Shaq shit. He was able to put it back on Shaq, like, 7-6. Yao Ming was legit, man. Yao Ming was legit. So number 2, I'm going with Larry Fitzgerald. Now Larry's got a lot of good numbers. He's a Hall of Famer, 11-time Pro Bowler. He's on the 2010s team, but just a great person, great player. No championships, no MVP awards. Tons of records, tons of receiving records, and definitely, like, just one of the best receivers of all time. So I got Larry Fitzgerald. And then for me, number one, I'm going with Isaiah Thomas. You know, he wasn't on the dream team, but two-time NBA champion, played for the Pistons, played for the Bad Boys, helped come up with the Jordan rules on how to stop Michael Jordan. And I think he, to me, is the best player ever to wear number 11. You got to.
Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with D&Z reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd?
Yes!
Email us today. Hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com and find us on our socials at Fade Route Podcast. Time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Good choices. I mean, there's so many to choose from, and there are going to be some players on this list or off this list that you can definitely make a case for. Like Gareth Bale, for example, Mo Salah, Julian Edelman, a lot of Chuck Knoblauch. For a while there, Chuck Knoblauch was a fine player.
He was one of my favorite. One of my favorite players until he went to the Yankees.
Brett Gardner. I was throwing that out there. Nah. Well,
Alex Smith.
Phil Simms.
AJ Brown.
Oh my. Julio Jones.
Julio. Oh.
Julio.
Oh man.
Julio.
I didn't think about it, Julio.
So, I mean,
Julio. Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. So, for me,
Phil Simms.
Yeah. I'm leaning more into baseball, basketball, and hockey. But I got to start with Edgar Martinez. 7-time All-Star, 5-time Silver Slugger, 2-time batting champ, Clemente Award winner, Hall of Famer, a legend. 312 career hitter, 309 homers. He was on the team that kept baseball in Seattle.
Wait. Oh!
Edgar Martinez. Stud. Absolute stud. One of the best right-handed hitters ever. He is hands down a guy that I patterned myself after as a kid when playing in Little League and then eventually in travel ball. Like, I patterned my game after my swing after Edgar Martinez. It was so fluid, so simple, and yet it was dynamic. His issue was always injury. He could not play the field. Every time he played the field, he managed to get hurt. And he only became one of the best DHs ever, along with David Ortiz. So Edgar Martinez starts the list for me. Number four, Barry Larkin. 12-time All-Star, MVP, world champ.
Red machine, right?
Yeah, 9-time. And then they knocked off the A's. They knocked off the McGuire and Canseco A's. 3-time Gold Glover, 9-time Silver Slugger. Like, Barry Larkin was the early 90s shortstop. It was him and it was Cal Ripken, right? He was those were the two guys that you would point to. Yeah, and Ozzie Smith. But when you look at what a shortstop became as an offensive weapon, Larkin and Ripken outweighed Ozzie Smith. Ozzie Smith was a defensive genius, but there's no way, I don't fear Ozzie Smith at the plate. Barry Larkin could hit. So he takes the fourth spot for me. Number three. I'm with you on Isaiah Thomas. 12-time All-Star, 2-time NBA champ, 5-time All-NBA team, Hall of Famer, Finals MVP, 75th anniversary team. Take a drink. So he was an iconic point guard in a time where you had guys like Magic at the point guard position. And Isaiah Thomas was a prolific player. Number two, Elvin Hayes. So 12-time All-Star. So many 12-time All-Stars who wore number 11. Crazy. Hall of Famer, scoring champ, 68-69 season, 6-time All-NBA team, 78 NBA champion, All-Rookie team, 2-time All-Defensive team, 75th anniversary, take a drink, averaged a double-double. What more can you say about Elvin Hayes? And number one, maybe this is a little nostalgic for me. Maybe this is something that I need to own as a homer. But I'm going Mark Messier.
Oh, yeah.
So, 6-time cup winner, one with the Rangers. This one will last a lifetime. This one has to last a lifetime because they haven't gotten back since. 5-time All-Star.
Oh, yes, they did. They got back.
They can't win it. They got bad. They can't win it. So, 100th anniversary team, take a drink. 2-time Lester Pearson Award winner, Conn Smythe Trophy winner in 83-84. 2-time Hart Trophy winner. 5-time All-Star Hall of Famer. So, we know how good Gretzky was. But Mess more than carried his load. 694 career goals, 1,193 career assists for a plus minus of plus 211, 1,887 points. And he did it on the biggest stage of them all. Guaranteed victory against the Devils, a playoff hat trick. What more can you say? There's Broadway Joe.
And broke his thumb.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, he's wiggling that. Oh, boy. So, for me, Mark Messier is the guy. And he is who I think of when I think of number 11. Those are our 11s. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who your best, greatest number 11s of all time are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 12.
I think we know who the greatest number 12 is.
We have to
in the bag.
So we have to have a little bit of suspense. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.